You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Hello.
Also with us is Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
And there's a wide variety of things to do this weekend, starting with some music on Friday night.
Yes, Friday night, my coworkers, Connect Savannah's arts and entertainment editor, Sean Kelly, is in a band called A Fragile Tomorrow. And he and his band have done a Classic 3 residency series at El Rocco. They do it Thursday in Charleston, but Friday right here in Savannah. And their second classic album is one of my favorite albums, Loveless by My Bloody Valentine. It is so amazing. It's going to be so good to hear it live. I'm really stoked for that. That's at 9 p.m.
Awesome. And then there's also music at Victory North this weekend.
Yes. There are two nights of some great jam band music at Victory North. It is Perpetual Groove. They're a really popular band from Athens, and they're going to be playing with People's Blues of Richmond. So that's Friday and Saturday night at Victory North.
And then, Claire, also starting on Friday, there's just excellent shrimp happening. Just you can eat to your heart's content.
Yes, this is a good weekend for seafood, both north and south of Savannah. I'll start with the Jekyll Island Shrimp and Grits Festival, where you can try about 20 restaurants, variations on shrimp and grits, vote for your favorite.
I don't even know if I could vote after that. I would just say all of them.
Yeah, I think I'd just be a little too stuffed, but hey. They're also having a craft brew festival as part of the event and some kids' activities and an artist's market. And on Sunday, you can run off all of that shrimp and grits you ate in a 5K.
Ah, excellent. Ooh. Excellent.
The other festival this weekend, you can go north of Savannah and go to Hilton Head for the Hilton Head Island Shrimp Festival. And that is Friday and Saturday. They will have a craft brew festival as well and feature some low country boil and barbecue. That part's on Friday. And on Saturday, they'll be showcasing shrimp dishes from various restaurants.
And then there's also art on Saturday.
Yes, so Sulphur Studios, if you haven't heard, is doing this fantastic on-view residency where they have local artists create work specifically for their front room. This month's circuit is going to be Lizzie Tabor. The title of her installation is called Gradients, Exploring Rising Tides. They're having a potluck on Saturday at 5 p.m. to sort of get to know her and her project and everybody to come together.
Then on Sunday, Claire, one of Savannah's annual music festivals starts off.
On Sunday, the Savannah Jazz Festival kicks off with the Savannah School Band's celebration at the Lucas Theater. You'll see jazz bands from Savannah Arts Academy, Savannah Country Day, and Georgia Southern performing. And this is just the beginning of a full week of jazz concerts.
Yeah, lots of jazz this week. And finally, you can sort of cap off the weekend with some excellent cocktails.
This Sunday begins the Bartender's Challenge, which is part of the Savannah Food and Wine Festival. The challenge brings together some of Savannah's top bartenders who are competing with their most creative cocktail recipes. And you can get in for $10 at the door and sample cocktails that they're creating, and a panel of judges chooses the winner. And the finalists will go on to compete at the Secret Savannah Speakeasy at the Savannah Food and Wine Festival, and where then the people get to vote for their favorite.
And $10 for that is actually so fantastic. Like, yeah. Some of these cocktails alone are $10. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.